UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.
More V-Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
So nice to see the California Senate give Mark Emmert the respect that, in this particular instance, he deserves. He went out and asked them, please don't pass that law. They said, thanks for coming out, Coach. And let's go to a vote. Passed. So there you go. So I'm telling you, I'm not anti-anything. I'm not anti- The horse racing, or frankly, even anti the NCAA, I just want them to get realistic. Pass rules that actually make logical sense for what the environment is now. The only way you're going to get rid of the smarmy underbelly of the recruiting is to pay the kids, understand they have value, and somehow account for that. Horse racing has got to get their arms around what is going on with drug use and then be transparent. This thing with Baffert may be absolutely a tiny little bump, but it looks worse. And not just because of guys like Joe Drape or whatever the hell a guy's name is. Yes, I get they have an agenda. But just anybody looking in, you need to build an ironclad thing so you can look at those people in the eye and say, what else you got? You know, we're doing, look at this. We got our house in order, pal. They don't have their house in order. We went to New York. God, Naira was a train wreck. When we went up for the Belmont, that was laughable. I mean, it was just the organization was horrendous. And the sport in general, they won't work together to the point where they do anything that seem cohesive. And I'm sorry, that's just how I see it. Or in this case, California at least doesn't. I mean, there's a whole bunch of gaps in that story that you say, okay, well, maybe all of it is completely innocent. But then why did you not do this? Why didn't you withhold the purse money? Why didn't you? All these things are unanswered. So that's troubling. Lara Overton joins us now as we shift gears and talk about the Indianapolis Colts. And we're getting ready for week two as she's on the sideline. By the way, you hear her because we are the home for the Indianapolis Colts radio broadcasts here in Louisville. And she is the sideline reporter for the radio. How are you enjoying that gig, by the way?
It is. So far, it has been an absolute blast. Last week was my first week shifting to the radio sidelines from the TV sidelines. And the great part about radio, as you know firsthand, is that you get to have that ongoing dialogue.
Right.
Our play-by-play guy can just toss down to me for insight on the sideline at any point in time. Whereas in TV, you're working through a producer and they're trying to get a camera over to you and they might have other things to work in. Radio is much more of kind of a continuous conversation, and I'm also, when I'm down on the sidelines, I'm doing a little bit of spotting for our play-by-play guys to let him know who's making tackles, so it really keeps you engaged even more so in the game, because when you're on the TV side, you're probably looking for really particular storylines that you're following or different things, whereas radio, you're kind of looking at everything and then pulling out the different tidbits and the things that you can contribute from the perspective that you have down on the field that's going to provide an insight different from what the guys up in the booth are seeing. So, you know, they've got all the stats in front of them. They're looking, you know, at how guys are lining up, all of, you know, the different coverages, whereas from the sideline, I'm looking for completely different things. And I'm so grateful to be part of the team of guys who I am, Matt Taylor and Jim Sorgi, that they really rely heavily on me. And I am so grateful for that because it has really empowered me to rely more heavily on my instincts
yeah.
and on my knowledge to contribute in a different way.
Yeah, it's a team, as cliched as that sounds. There's no question. So that's nice. And I'm glad you're enjoying it. And I'm sure you've done well and you're going to do even better. So, and that's probably that's a good segue into the Colts themselves. They did well. It was a game a lot of people expected them not to be able to win. And they forced overtime before they finally lost to the Chargers 30-24. Some good takeaways, not the least of which was the terrific running. How many yards did Mack wind up with?
174.
Wow. Marlon Mack, a big game and some big numbers there. And Jacoby Brissett was certainly far from terrible, 21 for 27 and two touchdowns. I mean, not real gaudy stats, but good solid stuff. What are the coaches' comments?
And no turnovers.
Yes.
No turnovers in the middle of that, too. That's another thing to point out with Jacoby. I think, offensively, coaches were really pleased with a lot of what they saw on tape. Jacoby was very efficient. I think the other thing about Jacoby that you noticed, at least from perspective of seeing him in more game action than we have seen, than what we got from the preseason, was his composure, his poise, his command in that fourth quarter, in particular on that game-tying drive when he threw to T.Y. Hilton, and then they got that two-point conversion that tied it up at 24. That was something where it was a new situation that we hadn't seen Jacoby in before, and the way that he responded was really encouraging for what he can do, given more of those, game-winning-like opportunities. Those situations in which we saw previously, Andrew Luck was so good in those types of high-pressure, closing out a game situation. So that was really encouraging to see from Jacoby. You said it. I mean, the ground game was just fantastic. And of Marlon's 174 yards rushing, 140-plus of those were in the third quarter alone. So that was something that they kept trying to go to the run, and he would have just little, runs here or there. They were trying to kind of break off these chunks, and then all of a sudden, going to him enough times continuously, things really broke open, much to the credit of the offensive line and having really fantastic blocking tight ends like Jack Doyle that made those opportunities there for him to have a career-long 63-yard touchdown. And that's one thing that Frank Reich has reiterated since the spring. This is nothing new. He wants this team to be a top five rushing team. That is one of the goals that he has. And you see with the versatility that this offense has, you have a guy like Marlon Mack, then you have the tight ends that they have, the wealth of receivers that they have, even with the loss of Devin Funchess. The versatility of this offense and the different ways that they can attack you and win games is really, really encouraging. Now, the flip side was that the defense could not contain Phillip Rivers. But then again, hey, he's Phillip Rivers, right? How many times have you seen him just march down the field just like he did in overtime? So it kind of came down really to the coin toss in the fact that the Colts had all the momentum going for them. So had they won the coin toss, you really feel like they could have gotten into the end zone and scored a touchdown. But the defense was so worn down in that game. Austin Eckler running for three touchdowns. They just could not contain the run. You know that you're going to try to affect a quarterback like Phillip Rivers, who's typically pretty unflappable. They did a good job. Four sacks on Phillip Rivers, but the run game was, really something that killed the Indianapolis Colts. They couldn't tackle as effectively as they need to, and that's something that they're addressing this week, especially when you go into Tennessee with a quarterback like Marcus Mariota and a threat in the run game like a Derrick Henry.
Talking to Lara Overton from the Indianapolis Colts, and they take on a Tennessee team that's got to come in feeling mighty, 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 mighty this week, so to speak.
Well, rightfully so. I mean, they really squashed all that hype surrounding Baker Mayfield and Odell and everybody getting really high on the Cleveland Browns. I mean, what a statement they made. 43-13 victory over Cleveland in their opening game. Delanie Walker, coming off an injury season in 2018, looked every bit of as strong as he had been prior to that. And one thing that the Tennessee defense really well was they really rattled Baker Mayfield. I think they racked up like five sacks on Mayfield. So that's a challenge. That's something that this Colts offensive line is really looking toward. And it's a Colts offensive line that is pretty stout and pretty potent. It's your same five starters from last season, at least once Anthony Costanzo got healthy and started. I believe that was week five where he came into the mix and you had that really strong starting unit of all of your first team offensive line. Through a period, week 5 to week 12, they didn't give up a sack last season. So this offensive line is really strong. There's a great cohesiveness right now. I mean, Quentin Nelson is just an absolute beast on that offensive line. Jacoby Brissett, called him their number one offensive threat. That is how highly they think of Quentin Nelson. And then you have Jacoby and Ryan Kelly still establishing their rapport. They've worked together throughout much of the offseason, but still getting in those game reps. So there are going to be some things that they continue to work through. But yeah, the offensive line is going to be huge in terms of protecting Jacoby. And then also, if the Colts defense can contain the run, can challenge the run, can affect guys like Derrick Henry and contain him, because he does have the ability to really have those explosive plays, to break plays open when he's provided the opportunity. Those are going to be some of the keys. And then you also have to look to the fact that special teams has to be a lot better. I mean, when have you seen Adam Vinatieri miss two field goals and an extra point? I don't think that I've seen it as long as I've been watching the game, as long as I've been watching Vinny play. So those are things that he's locked in on, correcting. There were some penalties as well that turned a Chargers field goal into a Charger touchdown. So that's something as well that they're looking to clean up. I think a lot of it in what you saw, the great thing about the Colts and those missteps that they had, the mistakes that they had, all of them were very fixable things. And I was asking Justin Houston in the locker room, are some of what we saw, some of those mistakes, some of those missteps we saw in week one, just attributed to the fact that you guys didn't get as many game reps in the preseason as you're used to getting? You know, we saw that shift in week three of the preseason, which is typically the big dress rehearsal. Well, they rested the majority of the starters. So I think a lot of it is just shaking off a little bit of that, you know, rust from the preseason, everybody getting back into a groove. So I would expect to see a drastic jump, much improvement from this Colts defense, you know, led by Darius Leonard.
You know, you brought something up, and it's so painful to think about, but that Adam Vinatieri could actually be getting older? Is there some concern? At some point, you don't kick great forever. What's the mindset there?
I think he is still the ageless wonder. He is still the GOAT. I think you just chalk it up mostly to a bad day. He even said that he kind of looked back and saw some mechanical flaws, some things that he was doing wrong, doing incorrectly. And he was going back and he was adding an extra day to his kicking schedule this week in practice. So that's one thing that you always learn. You know, with age, we not only, you know, make fewer mistakes, but when we make mistakes, we get better at correcting them, right? That's everybody, I think, across the board in whatever you do. So I don't think that this is, you know, father time bearing down on Adam Vinatieri. I think that we saw him in practice. We've seen him throughout camp just, you know, knocking down 40, 50 yarders. We know that he's capable of it. He's done it before. It's nothing about his strength, nothing about his durability. I think you really just chalk it up to kind of an off day all around.
Well, it certainly is a, I don't know, I was going to say an encouraging week one. Do you think they walked away just generally as an encouragement about week one?
I think that there was ultimately disappointment, first and foremost. Surely it was a winnable game that they had the opportunity, you know, to hold L.A. on that overtime drive. They didn't do it. There were opportunities in the game where they could have won. They gave up a lot of points, left a lot of points on the board. And, you know, you can't do that. That's just this game. It's just that is how things typically go, where you cannot have the number of errors that they did and expect to win. However, the positives, I think, of that game did outweigh the negatives, and they did see a lot of really great things on tape. I think it's almost worse, though, sometimes where you have those games that you know are winnable and they end up slipping away. That can leave an even more bitter taste than getting blown out and in some athletes' minds. I think, though, from the expectation outside of this building and outside of what people were thinking the post-Andrew Luck era would look like, it was certainly a lot better and a lot more encouraging than what a lot of people outside of the Colts locker room were expecting. I think that there were a lot of great things there, and you still have things that are to come. We still have guys like Deion Kane and Paris Campbell, these young receivers who are coming into form. I really think that they did build a pretty solid foundation, and that was something that Frank Reich said. There really was a lot of positive for them to grow from if they can lock in and correct the things they need to do. He does feel really strong, just as strong as he did prior to, about his football team and what they're capable of doing this season. And I think that, you know, first and foremost, you put that on Jacoby Brissett looking as good and as composed as he did, having the command of the offense that he did, and distributing the ball as well as he did in that game.
All right, last question before we let Lara Overton go. She joined us to update us on the Colts. tests, and the coaches always do this. So how about you? How's the health report? Anybody come out of that scathed? Or hopefully a healthy team coming out of week one?
Yeah, well, the biggest detriment of week one, the biggest loss is Devin Funchess. He's going to go to IR. He broke his collarbone in that fourth quarter at L.A., so he's going to be out for a few weeks. They're hopeful that he will return later in this season. Not sure exactly what that timeline looks like, but I spoke with Deion Kane yesterday, and he had talked with Devin, so that Devin's in really good spirits, really optimistic for being able to come back later in this season. So that was really the biggest loss. And he had had, I think it was like three different catches for 30-plus yards. I mean, Devin had made some really significant plays that led to that game-tying drive, or were within that game trying drive that led to the game-tying touchdown that T.Y. Hilton had. So that was the biggest loss for this offense. Luckily, it is a very deep wide receiver group, so there will be a lot of guys who can step up in Devin's absence. That was the biggest injury from that week one.
The only station in town talking Cards, Cats, and Hoosiers. We're ESPN 680 and 105.7. You're listening to The V-Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Welcome back. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday. And it's a big day. Timing is everything in life. So I happened to go to our storage unit where I was checking out some things to get ready for our big celebrity bocce tournament on Monday, which we're having at the Kentucky Castle, which is going to be spectacular. You're welcome to come, by the way, open to the public if you want to come see it. Dan Issel's going to play. Mike Pratt's playing. Louis Dampier, Chris Redman. Got a bunch of folks, and we're looking forward to it. But I happened to drive by just as they were opening the grand opening of the Hardee's on Westport Road. And I saw Buddy Bat. I know Buddy. I had to go jump in and say hello. And so I went in and got myself a free Buddy Bat gnome, which was very nice. Well, today I have to go to Southern Indiana again for something related to our bocce tournament. And while I'm there, I was intending to go to the winner's circle and the OTB race book there that they have now made available for sports wagering. It is going to be open today, is their first day. And I believe Carl Schmidt is with us because I did not know. I know baseball games, you throw out the first ball. Somebody throwing out the first dollar or something there? What's going on out there, Carl?
Well, yeah, they had somebody make the first bet, and who was the better than making the first bet in Indiana than Paul Horning?
That seems only fitting, does it not? And yeah. Let me guess, he bet on Notre Dame?
No, it's just happened with the spread over the Vikings, because he said the Vikings never play well on Green Bay. And then he paid $100, and he bet $100 in future books. Super Bowl on
Worlds, 9-1. Wow! Look at Paul stepping up, and then he'll give a percentage of that to Kentucky and a Friends of V if he wins.
Well, why'd you bet on the Packers? He says, "Well, I never bet against them when I was playing. Why should I change now?" I think
he
was kidding,
Bob. Yes, fair enough. You know, I have to come over there, like I said, and I want to go duck in and see what it looks like. Had you been there before? Have you been over there?
I've been there, horseshoe many times. Yeah, and this is what they just up today. They call it the book. And it's a sports book and college.
Oh, so you're at you're at the horseshoe.
We were at the horseshoe. Yeah, no, we were at horseshoe across the river in Southern Indiana today. Yeah.
I know, but I understand. I thought they were going to start taking sports bets at Winner's Circle over there on Eastern Parkway in Clarksville.
No, that part I don't know about. On Eastern Boulevard, yeah. We were at the horseshoe today where they officially opened the book.
Where is it? Where is it, Carl? What part of the building or the boat or whatever it is? Where are you?
That part I can't tell you. It was pretty close to the race book, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, very nice. Well, you know, we need to get it in Kentucky. That's just one man's opinion, but I don't know. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, look, when I was at church all the years, we tried to get casinos, and
and that didn't happen. And I think that, you know, people are now seeing, they've been seeing it for almost 20 years, getting grounded across the river, making their bets on casino wager, and now expanded the sports betting, which is the logical next step. So absolutely, we need it.
Well, I'm tell Paul I hope he wins, and tell him, you know, he threw out the first ball in our bocce tournament too many years ago. He was the first celebrity we had. So
and like I said, you know, Paul, he was doing this kind of stuff, and he's never been shy about placing the wager, particularly on horse racing and other stuff. So it was good natured today, and he took his favorite Packers that he played his entire career at. Although he reminded everybody that in the expansion draft, he was the first player taken by in the Royal Saints.
Yeah, well, there you go. See, he's always been first.
And he never played for him because he had a neck injury by that time.
I remember that. Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Well, say hello to him for us, would you please? Thank you.
All right, Bob.
All right, good talking to you, Carl. Thank you very much. So, I think they have a race book at the one on Eastern Parkway. So, what is it called? Not Eastern Parkway, it's in Louisville. Eastern, whatever that road is, exit 2.
I think that's Eastern Parkway.
It is? The one in Clarksville.
Yeah.
Where there's the OTB there. I think they're taking sports bets there. I'm going to go check, because if not, I'm going to have to go over there anyway, but I was going to duck in and see what it looked like. I just want to come back and report to you tomorrow. So, anyway. All right, let's take our last break. But before we do that, let me tell you about my friends at Genesis Diamonds. And I say my friends because they literally are, and they'd be your friends also, because I'll tell you what, we know that we've told you many times about their amazing prices, their amazing value, no middleman markups, very simply bigger and better for less. That's all true. But here's what else is true. The Genesis experience, second to none. Totally professional, laid-back luxury, relaxed and informative. You're dealing with non-commissioned experts, not clerks. You're offered refreshments the minute you walk in, and from there, it just gets better. And at Genesis, it's all about high quality, no compromises, exquisite hand-picked diamonds that are a cut above what you find at other stores. Genesis gets the first pick of the best diamonds from cutters all over the world. These are ones that, you know, they are absolutely taking the cream of the crop. The ones they reject are the ones you often see in the mega chain stores online elsewhere, not at Genesis. So you get all that, but then you also get absolutely the best service that you can imagine. They are not commissioned. They are working just as diamond experts, jewelry experts that will answer your questions because they want you to be a customer for life, which they've certainly done in our household. We love every time we go over there. And they also have some designers that you're not going to find other places. I mean, these are not cheap knockoffs, imitations. This is the real deal. These are handcrafted quality rings in every style imaginable. Genesis Diamonds starts with the best value price, but that's just the beginning. The quality and the experience are truly on a whole different level. Genesis Diamonds, official jeweler of both the Louisville Cardinals and the Kentucky Wildcats. Shelbyville Road Plaza, next to Trader Joe's. We'll take a break. Back with more. It's ESPN Radio.
The good times roll. Let the good times roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good times roll.
Be a part of the show. Text Bobby V on the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Yep. Here it comes, because in the bottom of the third, bases loaded, Juan Lagares unloads a grand slam, end of three, the Mets lead the Diamondbacks 6-0, 2 games out of the wild card, could cut it to a game and a half, here we go!
Meet the Mets, step right up and greet the Mets, bring your kiddies, bring your wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life, because the Mets are really socking the ball, knocking those home runs over the wall. East side, west side, everybody's coming down to meet the Mets. Mets, Mets of New York Town.
Yeah! Woohoo! Quality entertainment there. They win today. Now, keep in mind, the Mets bullpen, a 6-run lead with 4 innings to go is anything but safe. But if they win, they will have swept the Diamondbacks. They'll have moved past them by a game and a half. They were behind them when the series started. And there'll be a game and a half out of the wild card with 15 to go. Tasty. Tasty, tasty, tasty. There you go. All right, what is this now? Let's see what this is. Wow. Sorry to hear that. Somebody did not have a particularly good experience with one of our sponsors. I apologize to you for that, sir. I'm surprised. They usually have very good product there. Bob, they didn't win the game, yet you're playing the song to Raleigh at the damn game. Fair enough. If they lose, that'll be on me. Thank you for the 13, 14, 15 people who pointed out to us that Eastern Boulevard is what it's called in Clarksville. Eastern Boulevard.
Ah, there we go.
No more calls.
Parksway?
Eastern Parkway.
Parksway.
What is that? Parksway is.
Had a rough stretch there. I need a Gatorade because I'm stumbling. Phone got jacked up.
Distracted
then
from
Jack. The Twitter.
Yeah, well, the Jack tweet to start the show put me on a bad way.
Well, that guy, but we both are having.
And then you let
some
you
issues.
Played a word with a song with a potty word in it, and
just anyway.
Yeah, one that really is not is kind of very much frowned upon in our society.
Didn't have a heavy R, though. Yeah. I'll say that.
Yeah. So there you go.
I got something that might pick up our spirits.
Yay!
Let me just bring us back
well,
down
that brought
to
my spirits. A grand slam. Juan Lagares has not been hitting very well.
Well, while the Mets have been doing well, or are doing well today, the Jets have not.
Right.
And, by the way, I've had a lot of friends at work, being in the service industry and whatnot.
Sure.
They think it's a terrific idea. Sad hour.
That's my idea. Thank you.
They said that was one of the finest ideas they've heard us come up with on the program. Sad hour. And I feel like the Jets are a perfect.
Would they be the official team? I'm not sure. There are some people that are in the running. I mean, they're not worse than the Knicks.
Well, the
Browns, if they lose again this weekend, could be back in nomination. Because really, be said, you've got to have you got to be like Charlie Brown with the football. You've got
to
delude yourself.
Hopelessly optimistic,
and then
completely
just absolutely have it slammed in your face.
Absolutely. So,
but I think we could. I think the problem is to do it right, you've got to really have the place decorated. And so, like, the banners on the wall should be like the Knicks, the Jets, the Browns.
I was going to say, it could be more than one team, right?
Yeah, but the point is, they're not going to want those teams up all the time. So we'd have to have, like, stuff for just sad hour we can roll out, like portable,
just things that are universally sad.
Oh, somebody said just left Winter Circle on Eastern Boulevard. I want to see if it's worth going. Do they have sports betting? Taking all kinds of action. Even super high odds money lines, which can be hard to play online. Just made a nice money line parlay. Thank you for sending that, sir or ma'am. So I am going to go check that out. That's very, very cool. I'm really, really eager to see that. Winter Circle. I'm sorry, but I didn't want to go over there for nothing. I have to go over and pick the thing up at the store anyway. But
so we're both a little stressed, and so this is acknowledging that the
would
sadness
this be kind
that
of
is
music?
The Jets. But a quick sidebar.
Okay,
going back to an update on the filling giant jar of Mr. Peanut or Planters. I'm sorry, cheese balls.
Oh, okay.
I tweeted it.
And?
With the quote that this makes me happy.
And?
And Mr. Peanut himself replied to me and said, well, I bet I can make you even happier. I've got a special surprise with your name on it. Send me a DM for details. Now that
you're DMing with Mr. Peanut?
No, well, he replied, so I sent him a DM, but I'm hoping it wasn't like, he was waiting for a reply. I sent him like a reply like 30 minutes later.
Because
I was trying to do my job.
You think nothing of leaving in the middle of the show? That I would have understood at least. A personal relationship with Mr. Peanut?
I'm hoping he replies. And then he said, and so I said, hey, big fan. No reply.
Big fan.
And then I said, you mentioned this surprise. I really hope it involves driving the peanut mobile. No reply.
Well, maybe he doesn't want to disappoint you now. He probably wants to send you a coupon for a free bag of peanuts or something.
Hey, I'm down with that. Free nuts are free nuts. Put that on the mixtape. I don't care.
Hey.
But the thing is this, the terminology. Well, I bet I can make you even happier.
OK. Okay.
I said, this makes me happy. So that's not like an automated, like, thanks, so-and-so, for loving so-and-so product.
Right.
Like, that was personalized. Mr. Peanut personalized the message to me. My day's made, but I really kind of want to get the surprise. By the way, we have a celebrity guest picker tomorrow.
Okay.
But don't say it on the air. It's a surprise. All right. But, spoiler, he's performing at Hometown Rising this weekend.
Okay.
So there's definitely that. All right, now this thing from the Jets.
So let's wrap up Sad Hour, though, if people weren't with us, and then we'll go hear this. Sad Hour, I said, is it strikes me as not fair that everybody here bars. Hey, have Jones, happy hour. We have happy hour. It's going to be happy hour. How about a day you just don't feel like being happy? You just you don't want to go like do damage to yourself or anybody else, but you just...
Mr. Peanut's messaging me back.
I cannot get the concept of Sad Hour out there. Maybe he's listening. Maybe he's listening online.
Oh, right. Hello, hello.
Well, thanks
so much for contacting me. As a thank you for tuning into my live stream, I'm surprising a few lucky fans with some of my deliciously cheesy treats. Mind sending me your full name and U.S. mailing address so I can send it your way? You bet your sweet nutty ass. Bring on them cheese balls. What address should I use?
The home address. What do you mean? Where are you going to send it?
I was going to send it here.
No, send it home.
But what if it's a giant ball of cheese?
It's not going to... He's going to send you a little box of a couple of bags of cheese balls, probably. Still very nice.
Oh,
ask him if he'd put an autographed picture.
I'll ask him. There, I feel
ask him if he's got a bobblehead. Tell him, make sure you're very grateful for what he's sending. You don't want to look like we're just asking for more. But if they have a Mr. Peanut bobblehead.
Should I offer to buy it?
Yeah, we'll buy it. Tell him we have a collection and we'd love to add, is there such a thing? Let's go see if there is such a thing. Mr. Peanut bobblehead. He's very cool. He's a very cool logo.
What's my full name?
What are you asking?
I'm so drunk with excitedness right now.
There is a Mr. Peanut bobblehead. $19.99. Maybe he's got a couple of freebies. Maybe you throw it in. You know what I'm saying? Just throw a little one in there. You know what I'm saying? No, it's plastic, though.
Does he need my Social Security number? No. I'm going to give him my Social Security number.
No, don't do that. Do not do that. That Mr. Peanut bobblehead is terrible. I don't mean to be rude. No. It's a plastic. It's garbage. It will not make its way on the shelf with our Mr. Peanut bobblehead. Well, here's another one, though. Well, that one looks better. Yeah, they have another one. They had one that was made of plastic. It's very cheap and junky. And then they did one, I think, in commemoration of his 75th anniversary or something. And that one looks a little nicer. Anyway. All right, you want to play this before you leave the air or not?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm sending my address to Mr. Peanut. All right. No, so Sports Illustrated put this together of all the craziness.
The texter says, I hope Nick actually responded with you. You bet your sweet salty ass. He might rescind the offer if you did that. I think he would definitely pull the offer back.
Should I mess it up?
No, do not do that. Do not say that to him. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well, Sports Illustrated kind of spliced a couple of press conference and media rants about the Jets, mixed in with a little bit of soundage, I guess, from pop culture and everything. And it's 41 seconds. It's pretty funny.
All right.
They can change the uniforms, but the results never change.
You know, we just need to bounce back. You know, everyone in here is a grown man. And
Brandon Marshall, I don't care if you had one kneecap. You're way better than the dudes that we got with four good damn kneecaps.
You're going to love today.
All I can do right now is put on a brave face and go out there and be their leader.
And 14 has mono.
What?
It's over. We are screwed.
How about your kicking situation?
Got a new one.
Let's go, baby. You want to be Debbie Downer on me?
Damn Jets.
The damn Jets.
So, that would be that.
They can change the uniforms, but the results never change.
Who is that, Joe Benigno?
I think it is, yeah.
That sounds very much like Joe Benigno. Who was the, the crazy eyes, Adam Gaze, saying you're going to be Debbie Downer on me? Was that him?
Yeah, the press conference. He was talking about how, you know, we've got a new kicker, like they're bringing in another one. And yeah, you said that, you know, you're going to go Debbie Downer on me. It's like, not going to work or whatever. I got to be honest. He looks a lot less crazy with the beard. The beard, bearded Adam Gase, totally.
Isn't that nutty?
It takes, and he's got his hat pulled down a little bit.
So he kind of blocks those wacky eyes.
I think so, a little bit. It's sort of, you are so far from the mic, by the way. Can you get a little closer? Thank you.
Is that close enough for you?
I don't react to that.
Sweeney better spray this thing with Lysol from like the tip to the base. Hey, put that in the mixtape. How you doing?
I don't think you got that much in there.
That was just, I mean, I was going to do some like rock anthem, but I couldn't think of anything, so I just made a guttural scream. If that does not make the mixtape, you saying you bet your sweet salty ass that is, then I'm convinced the whole thing is fixed.
Oh man, I'm so excited to see what this is. All right, Louisville, Kentucky, Fort. Okay, thank you so much, you sweet nutty bastard.
Now you changed it. Now you made it too harsh.
So much.
All right, well, we may very well pursue Sad Hour, which I think would be fun. It's just, it's not an angry hour. It's not mean hour. It's just a chance where you just don't feel like being so happy. And, you know, it's one for two drinks. You pay, you get two, you pay for two drinks, you get one. It's just, you know, it's, I think it makes a lot of sense. You can just kind of sit and be in your own little area. It's a little chance for you to be melancholy without being ostracized. It's a little Sad Hour. And people in your club love it, right? At your restaurant?
Loved it. No, yeah. Like they would be happy to work Sad Hour.
All right. Well, that's kind of defeats the purpose, but that's good, though. It should make you feel even sadder. Why is this damn guy so happy? See you tomorrow, Fast Break Friday.
Hey, it's James Strebel. Join me for a special pre- and post-game show as Kentucky football gets ready for number 8 Florida. It's all right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Pre-game coverage will begin Saturday at 6 o'clock and will include live reports from Lexington. And then, directly following the Cats and Gators, it's the Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance post-game show. We're the first place that will take your calls and hear live from Coach Mark Stoops. It's all Saturday right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7 and the ESPN Louisville app.
Your home for Lamar Jackson and Baltimore Ravens football is right here on ESPN Louisville.
Jackson backs up, slings it to the back of the end zone. He's got Miles Boykin. Touchdown, Ravens!
Lamar looks to stay hot on Sunday when the Ravens host Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. And the only place in Louisville to hear every snap is right here on 93.9 The Ville. Pre-game coverage begins at 12:30 with kickoff at 1. Live play-by-play of Lamar Jackson and the Ravens is presented by Liquor Barn. Download their app and have Liquor Barn delivered to you. And Molly Malone's in St. Matthews, your home for the Lamar Bar.
Hey, it's Lachlan McClain. You're listening to ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You're listening to Kentuckiana's ESPN 680. WHBE Newburgh and 105.7 WHBE FM Eminence Frankfurt.
With UPS, future you graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today, delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination online at bluegrasskarting.com.